We're switching our topic here back to the animal agriculture. Beef cattle pastures as a major part of agroecological system may represent potential sink for reducing atmospheric carbon dioxide concentration. The way pasture management and landscape interact to affect soil carbon dynamics is an issue of increasing importance to environmentalists, ranchers, as well as public officials. The rate at which soil carbon is accumulating in terrestrial agroecosystem is still uncertain. Understanding the animal behavior, the animal movement, would be critical to understand how they impact the agroecosystem. With this in mind, we envision or we carry this study assessing the potential soil organic sequestration in cow calf operations, especially looking at the comparison between congregation sites, which farm cattle ranchers term as hotspot, versus the adjoining pasture. And before I proceed, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors here, Dr. Sam Coleman, our research leader, and Dr. Joseph Albano, horticulturist from Court Pierce. This is an example of typical congregation sites in the field. Mineral feeder, water troughs, shade and trees, and this is the worst, where you have lake and streams adjacent to the, where you have a serious issue of water quality should animals reach that most often. These are typical in our research station, and these are fixed structures. The hypothesis of this study runs this way, that cattle congregation sites are more nutrient rich. It may contribute more nutrients to surface and groundwater supply and may have higher sequestered soil carbon than in other pasture locations. What is the impact of grazing animals in the environment? Grazing animals have more or less some dominant effects on the movement and utilization of nutrients through the soil and plant system, and as well as on the fertility of the pasture soils. Grazing can also accelerate or alter the timing of nutrient transfers, that is, increasing the amount of nutrients cycled back and forth between plant to soil or soil to plants. The duration of grazing, positions of the shades, water sources, for grazing cattle can influence the spatial distribution of soil biochemical properties that include soil carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus. Some previous studies that we can search from the literature, like the studies done by Matthews et al. In 1994 and 1999, reported that grazing animals congregate close to the shade feeding and watering, and this may affect the dynamics of nutrients in the pasture. In 2001, White et al. Claimed that there was a correlation between the time spent in particular area and the number of excretion of this behavior could lead to an increase in the concentration of soil nutrients close to shade feeder and water trough. The objective of this study is to test whether cattle congregation sites typical in most Florida ranchers, such as mineral feeders, water trough, and shade areas, are more nutrient-rich and may have higher potential to sequester soil carbon. This is the, this afternoon my talk will only report the initial data we're getting from the research station, which is located in Brooksville, Florida. But this is a part of a regional study which includes in Northern Florida, located at the University of Florida Research Station in Mariana, and the other sites that I have already established is in ONA, another University of Florida cattle research station. We are still monitoring the congregation sites from these two stations. Baseline soil samples around these hotspots that were already established in 10 years were collected in the fall and spring of 2003, 2004, 2005, and 2006. So we collected baseline soil samples from these fixed-day congregation sites. Soil samples were collected at two depths, 0-20 and 20-40. Following this radial sampling pattern, north to south, east to west, at every 90 degrees, were sample patterns at, the sampling distance at from the center of this congregation sites were 0.9 up to 53.3 meters away from the approximate center of each congregation sites. Data reduction, we followed the repeated measures of variance analysis to test the effect of congregation sites, the distance away from the site and their interactions on the levels of soil carbon. We pulled our data and were tested initially for normality. Sampling sites, because we're collecting it continuously, repeatedly, we mark each sampling site using a GPS. So you see all these transects here, we have all the GPS markings for all the samples. So at least we know we're half a meter or close to the previous sampling sites. To give you an idea of what soil types we have at this research station, is pretty much a low fertility soil level. It's pretty much sandy soil, and we have an average rainfall of about 1262 millimeters. The organic carbon is considered low, 3.45 grams per kilogram. Pasture management. Pastures there at the research station are being grazed in spring until July, and we followed by haying in late summer and early fall. Prior to 2000, the grazing rotation was based on plant height, and after that, we followed the 3-day grazing interval with 24 days of rest period. Here's the annual fertilizer application. From 1988 to 1989, we fertilized the Bahia grass, 90 kilograms of N, 17 P2O5, 45 K2O. And in 1990 to the present, we lowered the nitrogen application from 90 to 77, and we don't apply any more phosphorus to our Bahia grass, and we maintain the level of K2 application on our grass. The samples were passed through a 2 millimeter missive. The total organic carbon was analyzed using the dry ice method or the loss on ignition method. And after 2005, we acquired an Elementor and we start analyzing our soils with this dry combustion method. Again, I have to point out this is the close-up view of our congregation site. This is the mineral feeder, and I have to point out this, the bare part here, where animals congregate most of the time. Here is the water trough, and here is the animal, here is the shade. I would like to add this result on our soil compaction, or what I called resistance to soil penetration using a soil penetrometer. And what we are seeing here is for the mineral feeders, we have a significant decrease away from the center of that site in terms of soil compaction. This is the mineral feeder here, but for the water trough and shade, we don't see much of the significant change with respect to distance away from the center of the congregation sites. And we didn't see any drastic or negative effect of that level of compaction in terms of root penetration, except for this, which is greater than 300 psi, the rest of our compaction levels in the congregation sites are within the fair to good levels. Now, on the soil carbon sequestration here, as I've said earlier, we did a north to south, east to west transects here. We didn't see much changes or variability the way animals affect our soil carbon as well as in water trough. Meaning, you know, the animals, the way the animals enter or reach this site here is not affecting the soil carbon. But we, for the 3 years of data we have, we've been seeing that mineral feeders were seeing a significant changes in the soil carbon in terms of the sampling direction. As we have seen in the previous presenters this morning, the surface soil has the higher levels of soil carbon compared to the subsurface soils across the congregation sites. Just to give you the trend of soil carbon comparing the congregation zone and the adjoining pasture here, we're seeing a little bit lower amount of soil carbon in the congregation zone than in the grazing zone. The congregation zone is from 5 meters closer to the center of the congregation site, and from 5 meters away, that I term this as a congregation zone, as a grazing zone, I'm sorry. Again, this is the soil carbon distribution across the distance away from the center of the mineral feeders. The trend is showing higher levels of soil carbon in the grazing zone than in the congregation zone. Again, here is the distribution of soil carbon from the shade trees. This is a very close comparison here, but when you look at the average, still the grazing zone would result to higher soil carbon levels compared to the congregation zone. I did a quick estimation of the potential soil carbon sequestration in the pastures, comparing the congregation zone across the congregation sites. And what we're seeing here is the grazing zone across the congregation sites have higher amount of carbon sequestered or retained. And this is just the percentage increase when you compare the amount of carbon between the congregation zone and the grazing zone. The results that we are getting here on this paper at the forage-based pasture by hay grass peanuts of 46.8, this is the average value of soil organic carbon across the congregation zone and grazing zone, which pretty much within other land uses. The pasture grass here from Canada has a total of average of 33 megagram per hectare. And so we're, based on what we're seeing here, we're pretty much on the ballpark figure of what other researchers are getting from their soil organic carbon study. So in summary, early results of this study are suggesting that cattle congregation sites may not be as nutrient rich as previously thought and do not support our hypothesis that congregation sites may have higher sequestration soil may have higher sequestered soil carbon than in other pasture locations. So somehow this is good in terms of the concern of the environmentalists, in terms of the ranchers, because we're hearing a lot of issues regarding the impact of beef cattle operations in the environment or in the water quality. Somehow, we can argue that, hey, we can have some carbon credit here in the congregation sites, which is also a good side in terms of their production. With that in mind, I think I would like to end my presentation, and I thank you for your attention. If you have any questions. Yes, sir.
Did you do anything to measure the mineral nutrient gradients from the feed trough, for example, outward to see if, in fact, you have a gradient nutrient concentration as well that would suggest there was more manure deposition close or not?
Yes, sir. I have a paper actually published looking at the nitrogen phosphorus gradients away from the those congregation sites. We're seeing a significant effect of mineral feeders on phosphorus. The level of phosphorus on the closest site to the center of the mineral feeder is about 70 pounds per acre. But the trend is decreasing away from that hot spot. And we contributed that to the presence of vegetation which is taking up part of that phosphorus. We also observe an increase in nitrate, nitrogen, and ammonium. Away, we have more levels or higher levels of nitrogen, total inorganic nitrogen close to the congregation sites, but not high enough to be of concern in terms of environmental issue.
So can you conclude then that vegetation is the principal source of the organic carbon?
I consider that the trampling of the animals may have a negative impact. Number one, you eliminate the presence of vegetation. You totally expose the soil to drastic impact of influence, making it dry. Then the trampling alone could disperse or break the aggregates that could release or hasten carbon mineralization. And there is no more source of nutrient cycling because there is no vegetation near the congregation sites. So there is actually an ongoing study looking into what mechanisms are involved in not seeing high soil carbon within the first 5 meters away from the congregation sites. One study reported by Franz Luber from Georgia, he did a shaking of soil using sieve, and he found out that the carbon is becoming lesser and lesser as he increased the shaking. And I can, you know, this is not a good analogy, but as you may well know, during these activities of animals, it can trump or it can disperse a lot of these aggregates because of that there's no more vegetation buffer or anything like that. So those are kind of things that we're playing in mind on how to explain what we're seeing here. We, like I said, the data here is not supporting the initial hypothesis that the congregation sites, having all these animals congregate most of the time, would not have higher soil carbon. But this is consistent across. The bare soil has lower soil carbon compared to those with vegetations. Thank you.